Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 36 degrees and windy out there this morning. Governor Laura Kelly is restricting access to the Kansas State House over the possibility of an armed protest in the coming week.
The governor's office told state lawmakers Thursday that an event is planned for Sunday with other potential gatherings possible next week. Kelly's chief of staff sent a memo Thursday to the legislature's top Republican and Democratic leaders, announcing that access to the building will be restricted from Friday through January 22nd. The memo said law enforcement also will have an increased presence at the state house. The House Speaker told colleagues in an email that officers will be stationed at each door on the first and second floors. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The FBI has arrested a D.C. Capitol rioter named Cleveland Meredith and several others as they continue tracking suspects. Fox's David Spunt has details.
He's accused of coming to Washington with the intention to kill House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on live television. Authorities say he traveled from Colorado with an assault rifle and 2,500 rounds of ammunition. He never made it to the Capitol on time. Retired firefighter Robert Sanford was arrested outside Philadelphia. Authorities say he's seen on video throwing a fire extinguisher at police officers. Sources say at this point he's not responsible for throwing the extinguisher at Officer Brian Sicknick, who later died from his injuries. Two off-duty police officers from Rocky Mount, Virginia, Jacob Fracker and Thomas Robertson, were charged with illegal entry. The two were captured on camera.
A man waving a Confederate flag at the riot is also in custody, along with his son. Social media platforms that have shut down President Trump are coming under criticism from his supporters. An international expert is concerned about the precedent that's being set.
Dr. Yuval Shani is chair of international law at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem and chair of the UN Human Rights Committee.
It raises a lot of concerns about what is the source of accountability here. I mean, what sort of accountability these networks have and what sort of transparency they have in terms of how they're going to apply their policies from here onwards.
Shani also concerned about the optics of banning the president but letting despotic leaders around the world remain on the platforms. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
With about 8,000 students, Wichita State University Tech is the largest technical college in Kansas. The school's president, Dr. Sherry Utash, tells KNSS News what courses are most popular.
Healthcare certainly is very, very big right now. IT, all kinds of IT, whether it's a help desk or it's network support or it's cloud computing or it's web application, those are all very popular right now.
Also popular, the essential careers such as auto mechanics. Dr. Utash, our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's another windy day in Wichita with flurries from time to time as a low-pressure system spins off to our northeast, cloudy and colder with strong wind gusts up to 55 miles per hour or high 39. Clearing late tonight, still breezy, our low 26, sunny and 45 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 36 degrees, northwest wind gusting to 47 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Mrs. Rogers, the wife of Mr. Rogers, has died. The wife of Mr. Rogers, Joanne Rogers, has died at the age of 92, according to Fred Rogers Productions, which said in a statement, Joanne was a brilliant and accomplished musician, a wonderful advocate for the arts, and a dear friend to everyone in our organization. We extend our heartfelt condolences to Joanne's family and the thousands of people who had the privilege of knowing and loving her. The couple was married for 50 years until his death in 2003 from stomach cancer when he was 74. After his death, she carried on his legacy of promoting kindness and understanding and making this a better world for children. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A highly anticipated origin story for a popular TV series is not heading to screens anytime soon.
Sopranos fans will have to wait longer to see the highly anticipated The Many Saints of Newark. The Sopranos prequel now being pushed back from a March 12th to a new premiere date of September 24th. It will be released simultaneously both on HBO Max and in theaters. Although the movie is finished, Variety reports that the postponement is so that the film will be better positioned for award season campaign with its fall release. The Many Saints of Newark is set in 1967 in Newark, New Jersey, and deals with the riots and tensions between the city's black and Italian residents. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
A musician stepping up and giving healthcare heroes a gift.
Post Malone donates 10,000 pairs of his sold-out Crocs to workers on the front lines battling the coronavirus pandemic. The rapper and the shoe brand teaming up with Musicians on Call, a nonprofit which brings music to the bedsides of patients in healthcare facilities. The organization sharing an Instagram photo of caregivers holding up the footwear, explaining staff at its hospital partners nationwide are receiving the special gift for their brave work. Post Malone's black and pink-themed duet Max Clog 2 Crocs selling out in a day after releasing last month. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Army Hammer is leaving a movie after messages leak of bizarre behavior.
Army Hammer is leaving the upcoming film Shotgun Wedding opposite Jennifer Lopez after claims leaked of cannibal-like behavior. Hammer, in a statement, said, I'm not responding to these claims, but in light of the vicious and spurious online attacks, I cannot in good conscience now leave my children for 4 months to shoot a film in the Dominican Republic. According to Page Six, Hammer's latest ex says their romance was like dating a wannabe Hannibal Lecter. Instagram account House of Effie shared an anonymous direct message where Hammer allegedly asked a partner if he could cut off one of her toes and keep it with him in his pocket so he always had a piece of her in his possession. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Smooth talker.
Mm-hmm. At least one lawmaker in Tennessee hoping to get support to honor one of country music's legends.
Working 9 to 5.
You may soon be seeing country music icon Dolly Parton more than just 9 to 5. Tennessee state lawmaker John Mark Windle has introduced a bill that would add a statue of the country music icon Dolly Parton to the state's Capitol grounds. The legislation calls for a fund for the design, construction, and installation of the Dolly statue, which would honor her contributions to the city of Nashville and the state of Tennessee. It would be financed through grants and donations. The 74-year-old music legend has recently been praised for her $1 million donation to help fund research for Moderna's coronavirus vaccines. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Well, there's a statue that should never be controversial anyway.
Well, exactly. Bring it on.
There you go.
A child star from the 90s calls to have President Trump's cameo removed from a movie.
Macaulay Culkin tweets support for a viral post calling for President Trump's cameo in Home Alone 2 Lost in New York to be removed.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
The now 40-year-old child star asks Mr. Trump for directions to the Plaza Hotel's lobby in the 1992 flick. Mr. Trump owned the hotel at the time. Culkin responds to posts calling for the removal with sold and bravo. The Canadian broadcast company sparking backlash in 2019 for airing the movie without Mr. Trump's scene, telling critics it was to allow for commercial time. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Jeopardy announcing the guest hosts for the next several weeks.
Mayim Bialik, Bill Whitaker, and Aaron Rodgers are set to stand behind the podium as guest hosts for Jeopardy. They will join Katie Couric in the role as week-long interim hosts until the program announces a permanent one. The group follows Ken Jennings' current stint as guest host, who was the first to fill in after the death of Alex Trebek, the show's host for the last 36 years. Couric will become the first ever female host of the show. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers won an episode of Celebrity Jeopardy in 2015. Whitaker is a 60 Minutes correspondent. And Bialik is not just an actress. The Call Me Cat star is also a neuroscientist. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Dr. Amy Farrah Fowler.
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory. We got a birthday today. Actress Margaret O'Brien is 83 today. She's still, of course, she was the little girl that was in all those MGM movies back in the 30s and 40s.
She's got to be at least 103.
Meet Me in St. Louis. No, she's 83.
Okay. Fine.
They loved her at MGM because she could cry on command.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she seemed like she always had a weepy scene in every movie she was in. And, of course, she was the one that Judy Garland was singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas
That's
to.
That's true.
Meet Me in St. Louis. Margaret O'Brien. That little girl. She's 83 now. It's her birthday today. And this weekend, we do have a birthday. Actress Betty White.
Betty White.
Is turning 99 on Sunday. So, bless her heart. We'll wish her a happy birthday in advance. Betty White, 99 on Sunday. All right, and we have a momentous day in music 60 years ago today.
Baby, 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 don't believe me.
You like my long white gloves I'm wearing today?
Supremes.
Supremes. What a
60
group.
Years
wow.
ago today, those four girls signed a contract with Motown Records.
Yeah.
I say girls. Three of the four of them were underage.
That's right.
All their moms were present at the signing of that contract. Yeah. So here's what happened. There was an all-male group called the Primes, and then they formed an all-female group called the Primettes.
The Primettes, okay.
Well, the male group signed with Motown, and they became the Temptations.
Oh.
And then the all-female group signed with Motown, and they had to come up with their own name. They weren't going to be the Primettes anymore. The suggestions they were handed were the Darlenes, the Sweet Peas, the Melodies, the Royal Tones, and the Jewelettes. They chose the Supremes. Diana Ross did not like it. She thought it was too masculine.
Ooh,
nevertheless, that's what they went with.
That's it.
And they signed with Motown. In spring of 62, one of the members left to start a family, and they then became a trio. And of course, that's when they had their big success. Their first few years with Motown Records, they didn't have any hits. They were called the No-Hit Supremes. And boy, then starting
then
about 63 and 64, they just blew up the charts for the next 7 or 8 years. There you go. That's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair, a great family-owned appliance repair business. If you have an appliance that's in trouble, call Terry, 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
And a look at baseball in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.